Hello and welcome to another episode of Paranormal United States. This is episode 23 and it's in Minnesota.
Yes, Minnesota, and we are going to head to a place that is actually known as the Halloween capital of the world,
Okay.
which is pretty cool. This is obviously their own branding as the Halloween capital of the world. That is a little town called Anoka in Minnesota.
Okay.
And the reason they call themselves the Halloween capital of the world, because they are believed to be first or one of the first cities in the US to actually put on a Halloween celebration.
Okay.
Because in the past, it was all about the tricks and causing trouble. So it's in the, I think it's in the late 1800s. Anoka, sort of their government and businesses, sort of like, let's put a celebration on, let's put a parade on, let's get all the kids involved in planning like a big event. It has like a citywide celebration, party, parade, everything going on Halloween, to sort of celebrate it rather than, so they had something to do rather than just go
Yeah.
around causing trouble, which like it's kind of happy with it. Sort of what is always the trick side of Halloween, though, the treat. That's why they sort of put on this celebration. They're
Cool.
believed to be the first or one of the first cities to do it. So they branded themselves and trademarked, yeah, Halloween capital of the world.
Nice.
so we may talk more about that at Halloween. Maybe
Yep.
a good idea for an episode, talk about the history of sort of Halloween in October, obviously. But there's quite a few paranormal happenings, locations that are quite fitting
For a place that calls itself the Halloween capital. So first,
is the Anoka State Hospital, which is now the Anoka Mental Regional Treatment Center. Quite a mouthful. A mental health facility, and the rumors that patients were pretty unhappy when they were staying there, as you might expect in a facility like that. And one former employee who sort of heard things and was very uneasy, lots of tunnels around the facility, and he took a recorder. And when he listened back to it, he could hear voices shouting at him to get out of the tunnels. And there's lots of times when they use the tunnels, obviously, to get between different areas of the building. It's just like you hear whispers and yeah, apparently that's where the tunnels is where the patients would try to escape from.
Okay.
So it's probably like, again, a lot of
Yeah.
built up energy in the tunnel. So a
Trauma,
lot of
yeah.
staff don't like going down there because it just feels like there's something down there.
Jesus.
Anoka County Workhouse. Again, I think it's in the top three haunted workhouses in the US, I read in one of the
That's an accolade,
articles.
isn't it? Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think that these old workhouses, I think, especially like during the 1800s and stuff, and probably a lot of mistreatment and
Yeah.
deaths and stuff that you can imagine sort of happening.
Health and safety, not a thing back
No,
then.
not at all, not at all. You've also got the Anoka Masonic Lodge, Masonic Lodge. It's again the similar stories of seeing shadows, hearing people that aren't there. So this is just a couple of places quickly. Lot of
Yeah.
different areas, different places that have got these things. This is the Masonic Lodge.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the State Hospital. Look out there.
So the state hospitals seem to feature quite heavily in our episodes that they do appear to be quite a haunting kind of place. A lot of them are like mental hospitals as well and mental institutes before. So yeah, I can see it's a lot of difficult times probably had by people in that were staying there. So
Yeah, probably
yeah.
a lot of trauma and a lot of emotion
Yeah. Yeah,
built
definitely.
up there. So that probably leaves an impression in the building or in the energy of the building, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but the main building I want to talk about is what is now known as Billy's Bar and Grill.
Billy's Bar and Grill.
Billy's
Cool.
Bar and Grill, which has been there since 1987 as Billy's Bar and Grill. But the building itself has been host to a number of different businesses since the 1800s, so it's a pretty old building. It's been a elegant hotel. It's been a French restaurant. It's been an apartment complex. And it's also used by gangsters to host parties, during the Prohibition era in this building.
Okay.
Like I say, now it's a bar and grill, which is mainly on the second floor. So there have been quite a lot of investigations going on here because of the amount of stories that have happened there. And when it was a hotel, which was in the late 1800s, early 1900s, it's called the Jackson Hotel. And there's a room where there's a little girl stays in. Well, she calls it home. And she's been... So the investigative team that went in, they believe that there was a little girl in this room. And they asked her if she wanted to play some games, play Ring Ring Roses. And on the when they listen back to the EVP, you can hear a girl's voice say, "Sing me the song."
Oh, Christ. Wow.
So she's asked them to sing Ring Ring Roses to me. Is what she's asked. Yeah, investigators, that's sort of think there is a little girl in that room. In the kitchen area, the waitresses have been prodded like with items. In them. I feel like they've been prodded with like a fork or something, but there's no one there.
Yeah.
Nothing there. They've left, like, say, on a Saturday night, come back the next day, and all the tables are set. You know, they've cleared it all away the night before. Which is pretty good, I suppose, to say it's another job. Having to...
Yeah.
I think in one of the other episodes, there's like a helpful ghost.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's so, quite helpful, setting the tables and that.
Yeah, so maybe it's a former waitress.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I've still done the job, and I think you're after that. Feels like,
yeah,
so I'm still going to work after you know. There's a disappearing woman in the dining room.
Okay.
Where guests reported seeing a woman in white just sat at a table, and when they look back, she's just vanished. Okay. There's been no one sat there, like, asked the waiter, like, where's someone sat there, like, no, the table's been empty the whole time. They saw someone, right, and a couple of times that's happened, it's not like. Maybe someone did sit there and just move. Like,
that's...
People reported seeing a woman and then looking back again and she just gone.
That's mad.
So, apparently there's a couple of unwritten rules as well when you visit the village. You're supposed to always travel in two. You're not supposed to go upstairs alone or go down into the basement alone.
Okay.
But just things happen. And when the investigation team went there, they went to the basement in twos, and when they were coming back up, it felt like they were being followed, like someone was chasing them, and they felt like bikes crossing them, but we felt kind of chased, so it felt like they had to run, they had to get up the stairs as fast as they could. They felt like there was someone chasing them, like,
yeah,
up the stairs, they obviously had to run to get out of there.
Jeez.
And that's the like, investigation team that have been there. I like, found the EVP of the little girl saying,
"That's crazy."
Sing me the
yeah.
song, which is really, really, really.
That's amazing. horror movie stuff. That is
definitely. Like I say, it calls itself the Halloween Capital, and every year, apart from 2 years during the war, they've held this big celebration on Halloween. Obviously, in tradition that's continued till now, and there's just a couple of stories to sort of help that label of also
yeah.
haunted Halloween Town.
Christ, that's that. I can just imagine that girl's voice. So, what comes to mind is the girl from the Poltergeist films, Carrie Ann. Well, that was the character's name, Carrie Ann, and she had this like. Little voice, girl's voice, and I think that's all I can hear when somebody says it's a haunted girl or haunted child. It's that voice, and that creeps me out. I can't imagine listening back and going, "Oh my god, we've just got something insane." Yeah,
I
see
the
singer
sing the song. I guess the night I thought it was like a Victorian girl or something to ask her, like, "You want to play Ring Ring Roses?"
Hmm.
Then she replied. Singing the song.
Oh my god. I think that would be it. I'd be out. No, that's cool. I'd definitely have to look that place up when I go over there to the States.